from IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, August 15th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the needs of early childhood care programs in Illinois and what can be done to help. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Yesterday, Garden Hills Academy in Champaign reopened as a pre-K through 8 school, adding early childhood and middle school grades to the former elementary school. IPM's Emily Hayes reports.
Taraji Davis ran up to her dad for a hug after her first day of 6th grade. Her dad, Ricky Davis, said he appreciates that she can stay at Garden Hills for middle school.
That's pretty cool for her as far as comfort and being familiar with the staff and everybody.
The Unit 4 School District decided to add grades to both Garden Hills and International Prep Academy to reduce segregation and overcrowding across the district. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration and the labor union AFSCME agreed last month to raise state employee wages by almost 18% over 4 years. On the 21st show, Pritzker says they negotiated hard to meet the needs of both the workers and the taxpayers.
We live in a world where there's been a lot of inflation, and inflation persists even today. And so it's not a problem that workers are asking for more. They understand that, you know, they're not able to buy milk and eggs and cheese like they were before.
Pritzker says he has been making sure Illinois doesn't go over budget throughout his term. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's not against nuclear energy, but he vetoed a measure ending the state's moratorium on new reactors. Alex Degman explains why.
Pritzker says the original measure allowed construction of small modular reactors, or SMRs, which he'd like to explore. But just a day before lawmakers approved it, they changed it to allow advanced nuclear reactors. He says that's vague and could be expensive. He says a full veto was his only option given how the bill was written.
There was nothing to line item, essentially amend, without vetoing the entire bill in order to separate the question of whether you're going to have large-scale reactors or whether you're talking about SMRs.
One of the sponsors, Republican State Senator Sue Rezin, will attempt an override this fall. There may be enough votes to do so in both the House and Senate. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois lawmakers heard testimony today about the poor state of health care in state prisons, and witnesses implored the state not to renew its contract with the private company that provides that health care. Shannon Heffernan covered the hearing in downtown Chicago.
Wexford Health Sources has been paid over $1 billion by the state to provide prison health care, but about half of its medical positions are unfilled. Wexford has declined to answer questions about how much profit it makes from the Illinois contract. Families and civil rights lawyers testified about incarcerated people's basic medical needs being ignored, including a man with limited mobility who was left sitting in his own waste because no one was available to help him. Wexford's 10-year contract with the state has expired, but experts are worried Illinois will choose to keep Wexford as the prison health care provider. The acting head of the Illinois Department of Corrections declined to comment. In downtown Chicago, Shannon Heffernan.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the needs of early childhood care programs in Illinois and what can be done to help. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Call the Midwife, one of PBS's most popular dramas, has returned to WILL Passport. Friends of WILL can now rewatch and binge all 8 episodes of season 12. A new character joins the cast when the midwives welcome a new nun called Sister Veronica to Nanata's house, but tensions flare after a divisive politician delivers a controversial speech. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
Affordable childcare and early education is nearly impossible to access for many Illinois families. Birth to Five Illinois, a state initiative, just released 39 regional needs assessments that spell out how dire the situation is in every area of the state, along with recommendations on ways to improve it. Peter Medlin reports on what it looks like in northern Illinois.
First of all, when we're talking about early childhood programs, what are we even talking about? Gretchen Sprinkle is the family and community engagement specialist with Birth to Five Illinois in DeKalb County, and she explains that it's an umbrella that covers a lot.
It's your child care centers, family, friend, and neighbor care. It's preschool. It's early intervention. Any service geared towards helping young children develop.
But for a long time, in nearly every part of the state, there's been a chasm between what early childhood services are available and what families need. For example, in DeKalb County, there are about 7,600 kids under 6 years old. Not all those kids need childcare outside of the home. They might have a parent or grandparent who can look after them, but Sprinkle says there's still a gulf between what's needed and what the county offers.
We're talking about 80 to 90% of kids that even if they wanted a spot, even if their families had a way to pay for it, the service is not there for them.
But why are there such massive gaps? Livia Bain is the regional council manager for Boone and Winnebago counties with Birth to Five. She says it starts with a lack of qualified adults who want to work in early childhood. And she says it's no wonder, because even though they're teaching, the pay and benefits are typically much less than a K-12 teacher would earn.
It's lower for an assistant compared to a teacher, compared to a center director. And even with that said, it's pretty much everybody's under like $30,000.
And when child care centers aren't properly staffed, it causes burnout, high turnover, and service unreliability. And Bain says that makes things really tough on families.
We're battling for these very limited slots. Children end up being placed in perhaps not safe environments because a parent has to go to work. Parents are losing their jobs because they don't have steady childcare.
Workforce development was the number one need listed in Boone and Winnebago counties. And if you home in more specifically, gaps can look even more dire. Take infant and toddler care, for example. In Boone and Winnebago counties, there are over 12,000 children 2 years old or younger, but less than 2,000 spots available. Or take Preschool for All. It's a publicly funded preschool program, but community members in Boone County say Preschool for All is simply not for all. Livia Bain explains.
One Preschool for All program with a capacity of 40 to serve their 3,000 kids.
Sprinkle and DeKalb says there's also something crucial to note when we're talking about slots and these slot gaps.
We think about really excellent programs like Preschool for All, but that's a 2.5 to 3 hour program. It provides the education need. It doesn't provide the care need.
Because if a parent works 8 hours and the program's 2.5 hours, where do the kids go? It's why the reports recommend investment in full day programs. They also point out the need for more availability outside of 9 to 5 for families who work other shifts and for students with disabilities. Cicely Fleming is the state director of Birth to Five, and she says these needs aren't unique to Northern Illinois. They're the same across the state, with some more severe depending on where you live. Fleming says transportation is a big hurdle for families from Chicago to Carbondale. And the report's other major recommendation is to make high-quality childcare more affordable. One DeKalb County parent wrote, quote, "It's literally my whole paycheck that goes to daycare. Like, I bring nothing home." And time again, Fleming says they heard from parents teetering on the edge of no longer qualifying for subsidized childcare, even if they get a raise of $1 more per hour. Bain says it is unsustainable.
It's finally to a point where the system is actually, it can implode, you know, and our families are suffering.
The regional councils made a lot of recommendations, ideas like subsidizing childcare for all families based on a flat percentage of income and streamlining the referral process. And the report comes right as Illinois is devoting hundreds of millions to childcare through the new Smart Start Illinois plan. Fleming says they're going to continue listening and will start working on action plans soon. She says Smart Start funding will make a big difference, but there are also creative ways local officials can make childcare more affordable and more accessible no matter where you live and how much money you make. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, May Antar, Alex Degman, Shannon Heffernan, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.